Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody.
Trying to get a little more into it, you know? Happy Wednesday. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Brewers lose last night. Matinee today. We got Max Fried and Corbin Burns on the hill. I'm going today, Toby. I'm going to go watch the game today. Very excited.
Should be a good one.
I'm going with, he'll join us later. I'm going with my goodest of buddies, Paul Immig.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
You going on Friday with your little potato wedge and giant hot pocket or whatever you're called?
Yeah, someone called me. If you're the little potato wedge, I'm a giant hot pocket. No, don't get the Hot Pockets. Get the potato wedges. Get the potato wedges. Get the breakfast baconator combo. Get the hot honey chicken biscuit combo. Those are sweet with a kick of heat. You can find these combos and more at Wendy's. Check out Wendy's throughout the area. Maybe a Frosty Chino. So very good. Great way to start each and every day with Wendy's. Now I'm going to the game. I think I'm going to buy a new hat today. I'm going to buy a new hat. I like the hat I have. It's the ball and glove logo with the Milwaukee flag. The unofficial Milwaukee flag is the...
Yeah, you're one of the three hats you wear in rotation. At least you have graduated, even though it's a little chilly out today, from the beanies.
Yeah, winter hat season, I think, has mercifully come to an end.
Last year, you were rocking those into June, so...
Well, it was a Bucks one, and the Bucks were playing.
You don't have a Bucks hat?
I guess I don't. I like Brewer hats. Like Brewer hats. I had a nice LA Wildcats XFL hat, but then I mowed the lawn with it once and sweat all over it. And then, you know how there's like that sweat?
Yeah, I mean, you can wash it.
Mark.
Yeah, you can wash it.
I suppose. I guess I didn't even think of that. I need to do some housekeeping here. Mike the Painter, you do not get a rebuttal.
Why not? Dude is talking smack.
No, we talked to Mike. You're Mike the Painter. We have a guy.
He's not a better painter. I wouldn't even let the guy hold my.
We have a guy named Mike,
trash.
The better painter. That's not an insult to you.
Yeah,
he did not bring you up.
Advice.
He did not bring you up at all. There's no rebuttal. You don't get a rebuttal.
I should take my own advice.
You don't get a rebuttal from Mike, the better painter.
So you're not a man of your word.
That's not the rebuttal case.
Man of my word.
I host a radio show. Call me a man, dictator, man of my word. No rebuttal. Mike the Better Painter is a guy who calls in. How do you know he's a better painter than you? Maybe he's just a better painter than the people he paints with. Maybe that's just his nickname. I can't be giving you a rebuttal every time Mike the Better Painter calls in. All right? Is that fair or am I off base here? Or do you not want to get into it?
Yeah, I'll keep out of it. You going to any of the games this weekend?
No, the Nationals are in town.
Yeah, three free easy wins for the Brewers.
You going to all of them?
Probably go to at least two of them.
Do you like who's going to be pitching for them?
Oh boy, it's terrible. Eric Fetty is on the mound on Friday. Easy win. Patrick Corbin, your boy, is on the mound on Saturday. He sucks. Although last year I said he sucked, and then he threw a gem against the Brewers. It was like his one good outing all year.
You know, now Mike the Painter is going to be tweeting me all day. We'll just talk tomorrow, bud. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll hash it out tomorrow. Okay? We'll hash it out tomorrow. It'll be all good. I saw this going around on Twitter yesterday. This happened like 5 days ago, but everybody was kind of up in arms about it yesterday because it's kind of ridiculous. David Carr, what he had to say about the Packers. You see this, NFL Network?
He's so stupid, dude. That's terrible.
What he said was so stupid that Adam Rank, one of my mortal enemies from the NFL Network, Adam Rank is on NFL Network not to be a like commentator or an analyst. He's just there to be a Bears fan. It's really weird. So David Carr, brother of Derek, of course, where Devontae's teamed up with, David Carr has a take so stupid that Adam Rank had to stick up for the Packers.
But I don't know. I mean, I look at it and I go, this is not a 13-win team. I said the other day, I'm like, and this might get me in trouble, but I said Green Bay doesn't win 8 games.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just said it on TV now.
Why would that get you in trouble?
I don't know. I have a feeling
Spend some time on Twitter.
Yeah. No, join me.
Aaron Nagler thinks they're going 17-0. Now you're
God.
You want to sit here and say they're not going to win 8 games?
Show me where the matchup is for Green Bay. Like, it's always been Devontae Adams and then everyone else. Aaron Jones can get off and he can have his yards. I just don't know if I see that. Like, Aaron has historically, it's taken him a while, even with Devontae Adams. But they had 400 yards receiving. But Devontae is rookie year.
But he already has a rapport with Alan Lazard.
He does.
And that's the one thing.
And Aaron Jones, with that.
Aaron Jones will be big out of the backfield.
And
well.
They don't ask him to throw as much as you think that they do. Like, if you look at it, they run the ball a ton. A.J. Dillon had close to, or at least 800 rushing yards last year.
They do.
They do run the ball a lot. But why am I having to defend the Packers?
What are you doing to the Packers?
Because you're an analyst or an analyst or whatever that word is. You can talk about the Packers. So, basically, David Carr thinks Devontae's worth, what, 5 wins? I guess my question off of this is, what is worst case scenario for the Packers? Everybody's healthy. What's worst case scenario? Because they're not going to be 500. If nobody's hurt, they're not going to not be 500.
Worst case scenario. Worst case scenario.
A healthy team. Rodgers for 17 games.
9 wins. Worst.
I mean, I even think that's low.
Oh, that is low. That's why I'm saying worst case scenario. 9 wins.
If they're fully healthy.
Everyone's healthy, they're winning 10, 11 games at minimum.
Yeah, if they're fully healthy. I mean, Devontae Adams is a loss. You're going from best receiver in the league to who knows who's going to get those targets.
Yeah, but is he the back-to-back MVP that went to Vegas?
No, and they're telling you, Aaron Jones is going to have such a massive role on this team.
You know what? I do have to give David Carr a little bit of a pass because he says, where's the matchup? I don't think he understands because he wasn't good enough and his brother wasn't good enough at quarterback to understand that quarterbacks can make up for a lot of problems as opposed to just being the problem for the football team like Derek is for the Raiders and like David was for the Texans. So I don't think he understands that Aaron Rodgers can elevate the people around him at a quarterback position. I don't think he understands that can be done. So to his credit there, sure, maybe the Packers just suck.
So you think Derek Carr sucks?
Derek Carr's not good.
He's making $30 million.
It's more so I just want to make fun of David Carr here. I mean, leave it to David Carr. This is what I tweeted out. What did I say? I was like, leave it to David Carr to pump up his brother's boy like he's the back-to-back MVP and not Aaron Rodgers.
David Carr was the number one overall pick in 2002. He has mainly been forgotten about. Like, it's not ever like I watch Derek Carr and I'm like, oh, it's David Carr's brother. I'm like, Derek Carr's a brother? I see David Carr on NFL Network. My brain doesn't even really connect right away that they're brothers. He was not good. I don't know why he was so bad.
It's because of takes like this. He doesn't understand. I just don't get why you can come out and say something like that. Why would you say something like even if this offense is not as good as you thought? Is he not looking at the defense and saying that that's probably going to be a top 3 unit in the league? Because if you have a top three unit in that league, then why wouldn't they be able to win at least? He put the bar so low, 8 games. If you said they're not going to win 10 games, we can have a discussion there. You're telling me they're not even going to be 500 next season? That's stupid.
Yeah, worst case scenario, if everybody's healthy, I think a lot of people are going to focus. This is how the offseason's going to go. And I don't mind it. I mean, it's the most interesting thing to actually talk about is what they're going to do at receiver and who's going to get the targets, because that's a very important position. It's a skill position. It's a fantasy football position. You know, you've got the highest paid quarterback in the game, maybe still the best quarterback in the game, depending on how you're ranking him that week. So who's he throwing to? It's going to be very interesting to see who emerges. You know, does the chemistry with Lazard, does that make him the number one receiver? Does Christian Watson come in and make a difference right away? So I think a lot of people are going to be talking about that, and we will be two of those people. But I really think the story of this season is going to be the defense, man. When I'm thinking about the Packers, we're looking at win-lossing the schedule last week, and we're all like, yeah, I don't know. We all go 12-5, you know? And that was like hunting for losses. Now, they'll lose some games. They'll lose some games they should win. They'll have some tough games. I mean, we all thought they'd beat the Saints week one last year. They lose 38-3. They'll lose some games. But I really think the defense is going to be the story of this football team. I am just so excited about how good this defense is. Joe Barry talking a little bit yesterday. You've got so many guys. It's the thing that excites me the most, and they were able to bring all these guys back, like Devondre Campbell, Rasul Douglas, and they draft these guys. It's that when the starters aren't in, the guys that are going to be playing are still starter quality. You're not putting guys that, Oren Burks is here for special teams, but we need him, or Ty Summers. You're going to be putting in Quay Walker. You know, you're going to be putting in some really talented guys, and that's what Joe Barry says. They have starters, and then they have starters in waiting.
We have starters, and we have starters in waiting.
That's what's called a parrot lead. I could have been better on that.
We have starters, and we have starters in waiting. I've used that term in here before, because I think when you as a coach, when you approach your players that way, and then the player takes it that way, he doesn't look at himself as a backup, because in this league, you are literally one snap away from being a starter. And when we're out on the practice field, it doesn't matter what 11 guys are in the huddle. When you're on the practice field at the Green Bay Packers, you're a starter if you're one of the 11 guys in the huddle. So we take that mindset, we coach that way, we prepare our guys. So unfortunately, when something does happen where, you know, a guy's shoestring breaks or he breaks his chin strap and has to leave the game, we got a guy that can go in and play, whether it's for, you know, 10 snaps or it's 1,000 snaps. And that's just a mindset that we have. And I think everybody embraced that last year. Of course, it was brutal. It was devastating when we lost Ja. But that's what just makes it so much more exciting when you get a guy like, to you know, a player to his caliber when you get him back healthy.
I'm just going to read you names. Let me just read you names. This is the Packers depth chart right now, in the middle of May.
You're stealing my 9 o'clock segment from yesterday, but go ahead.
What'd you do? The same thing?
Yeah.
You just read names?
Basically.
I didn't listen to
the
show.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was at a park. With my kid.
No, it gets you fired up listening to what you got on this defense.
Okay, let me read you names. Well, then I start with Dean Lowry. Kenny Clark, Jaron Reed, Preston Smith, Devondre Campbell, Quay Walker, Rashawn Gary, Eric Stokes, Adrian Amos, Darnell Savage, Jair Alexander. On the depth chart right now, those are your starters. All those 11 guys are going to be on the field at the same time. Dean Lowry, Kenny Clark, Jaron Reed, Preston Smith, Devondre Campbell, Quay Walker, Rashawn Gary, Eric Stokes, Adrian Amos, Darnell Savage, Jair Alexander. A couple of guys that will be rotating in. Devontae Wyatt. Rasul Douglas. TJ Slayton. This is a really, really good defense. I mean, this might be since the 90s, the mid-90s, this might be the best Packers defense we've ever seen in our lifetime.
This might be the best defense in football on paper.
This might be the best defense in football. I'm telling you. We're going to talk Rodgers. We're going to talk Jones. We're going to talk offensive line combinations. We're going to talk wide receivers. We're going to talk Mason Crosby. We're going to talk punters and snappers and holders. The defense is going to be, to me, the story of the 2022 Packers. That's why if you just get on the NFL Network desk and say, I don't know, they lost Devontae, 8 wins. What are you doing? What are you doing? At least look at the other side of the ball. At least just read the names. Just read the names. All you got to do with this defense is read the names. I start reading the names. I start laughing at Rashawn Gary because I'm like, well, I mean, I still have the secondary to go. This defense is incredible.
It's very good. Very good. And I think the only concern I'd have is a little bit of the depth at edge rusher. But outside of that, you've got multiple guys on that defensive line. Kenny Clark's going to have help there. You look at the linebacking core. I think Quay Walker is going to really show you right away why he was a good draft pick, because I think he's going to allow the Packers to be versatile in their nickel package. And then you've got a secondary that's going to be able to go up against any secondary in football. You've got two good safeties in Amos and Savage, and you've got three good corners, and then probably the best corner in the game in Jaire Alexander. And you've got them locked up for not just this season, but the two after that. You've got them for 3 years at least. So when you put all that together, what are you going to be able to do? Last year, the Packers were a top 10 defense in terms of yards. They were right around the top 10 in both passing and rushing defense. But when you looked at their yards per attempt, they still gave up 4.7 yards per attempt. That's not happening again this year with this defensive line. And then you think, all right, well, they're going to have to pass the ball if they can't run it. Well, you're going to pass against that secondary? I mean, there's a lot of ways that the Packers are going to be able to play defense this year that's going to be able to slow down the opposing offense. That, for me, when we were talking about it yesterday, it feels like some of the pressure has come off of Aaron Rodgers and is more so on the coaching staff to make sure they get it done. Like, I feel like the most pressure on this football team right now is not on Goody, it's not on Rodgers, but it's on Matt LaFleur to make sure this football team's ready to go. Because with Aaron Rodgers, he looks at that defense, I'm sure, and says, I just got to put 2 touchdowns on the board and maybe get us in field goal range one time. 17 points should get it done. Anything else is a cherry on top. And obviously, Aaron's not going to sit there and look at 17 points and be satisfied. But I think the pressure goes on Matt LaFleur on the offensive side of the ball to make sure that you put Rodgers in an advantageous situation where Rodgers doesn't have to do everything for you. If he has to on a certain player, not sure. But for the most part, scheme guys open, get the game plan in place so that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to play Superman all game long. And I don't see a reason that this football team's not at 12, 13 wins again.
Very exciting time. Jaire Alexander earlier in the week signs his big extension. You know, this was a guy that got hurt and worked hard just to come back for the playoff game. What a boost it is for him, too, to know that this is where he's going to be for a while. Joe Barry on Jaire.
I've said it up here many times, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I'm a firm believer in this league. You can't have enough corners. So it's great. You know, Jaire wasn't going anywhere, but and technically, you know, nothing. I haven't heard, honestly. We have not even talked about it yet because, you know, when it becomes official, it will become official. But I'm just looking forward to getting 23 back on the field and healthy and back to himself. And I think no one really realized what he did just to get back for us for the playoff game, because he had a major injury that, you know, a lot of guys would have just cashed it in and you know, said, hey, I'll see you in May. He busted his butt to get back and really was not 100%, and you know, he played his butt off in that playoff game. So just goes to show you what kind of character he has, what he's all about. We talk about football character. Jaire Alexander has it. So it's exciting to have, obviously, Jaire, to have Eric, to get Sewell back in free agency was great. So it's going to be a lot of fun once we get to OTAs next week.
Joe Barry talking on the Packers defense. I mean, I get excited. I don't know. I get excited with this defense. 414-799-1250. Dave is in Cudahy. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bart, I love it when you're waking up in the morning, getting all fired up, taking on Super Bowl champions and their hot takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Now, you're 100% right, though. David Carr is just talking out of his rear right now. I think one thing that he's not factoring in is that defense altogether, though. I mean, look at that defense. You read off those names. Tell me that's not a fire powerhouse defense right there.
I mean, how do you get on TV having that Packers take where you don't even think about the defense? The defense is going to be the story of this team.
And on top of that, you have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he even said to it himself that Aaron Rodgers will, like, garner games. He will grant wins for this team in which no other quarterback would have any right to get a win for their team for. 8 wins is insulting. So insulting, you would call it David Carr's career. Oh, I don't even get the actual sound bite of that. There it is. Hey, and leave Mike alone, all right? He's clearly reeling after the Bucks loss over the weekend still. You know how sensitive he gets with those things. He's a hometowner.
Yeah, no, I know his passion. These guys, I don't know when they have time to paint. They just keep calling in all day.
That's fair. I'm waiting for Mike the Best Painter to call in next.
Yeah, I am too. Mike the Best Painter, Mike the Greatest Painter, Mike the Goat Painter.
And Mike, don't get upset anymore at Mike the Better Painter, okay? You have to calm down. I'm not getting mad when Big Dave calls in.
Oh, you think Big Dave's spoofing you?
No, I'm just saying. He can't get mad. He doesn't know if his name's actually Mike. Of course, there was that one time that Mike the Better Painter broke character for no reason.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. And, Bart, I made you proud over the weekend. I made multiple children cry at the wrestling event. So.
Oh, good. What'd you do to him?
I said, stop clapping. And so he started crying instead.
Oh.
And then his parents went online and proceeded to say how they were going to sue me for it. So, you know.
Because you made a kid cry, they're going to sue you?
Yep, coming to a courtroom near you.
Don't they understand how this works?
No, I don't think they do.
What, do they want everybody in the ring to be a face, a baby face?
Pretty much. They said it wasn't family friendly because I said stop.
You said what?
Because I said stop clapping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, so such is life. That just shows I'm doing a damn good job. Have a good one.
All right, Dave. See you, buddy. Dave in Cudahy, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. I'm Bart, that's Toby, more in 3 minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Paintergate is at an all-time high. Toby, check this out. Just got a tweet from Mike the Painter. Mike the Painter called in this morning. We talked a little Bucks. All was well. Mike the Better Painter called in. And Mike didn't like that. Mike doesn't like that there's a guy who says he's a better painter than him. So Mike the Painter called back. Let me just catch you up here. Mike the Painter called back because if you get criticized, I give you a 30-second rebuttal. Very innovative part of sports radio that I do here. And I said, Mike, he just says he's a better painter than you. He just says he's a better painter in general. It's not really about you. You don't get a rebuttal for this. And then Mike was screaming a little bit, and I let him go. So Mike the Painter has tweeted me, I just came to the conclusion that you like fake D-bags more than real people that call the show. So, caps lock, Mike the Painter is signing off the Bart Winkler Show. Enjoy the D-bag painter that I won't even let him hold my cut bucket or even fold my drops. I'll just listen to The Fan from 10 to 6. Mike the Painter. It's heating up here. All right, Toby, so you're not going to hear from Mike now unless you're hosting Rami's show, which will probably be a lot, so you'll probably still hear from
tomorrow. Mike. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
Mike, I guess I won't. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, Mike knows how I feel about him. I enjoy his conversations, and I like getting to know him, but I can't be taking it. This is not the first time you tried calling twice a day either. The guy, you know, you're just... The other day you tried calling because you want to talk about hockey. It's one call. It's one call, that's all. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, what did I have on last night? I had the Brewers on last night.
Yeah.
And the volume was off because I was talking to my wife. And then my son was playing in the living room, and he saw the Gruber commercial. He just saw David Gruber's face. And he said, one call, that's all. And then I said, no, God, this is not happening. And then he goes, Daddy, I want the sound on. So I turned the sound on, and there's a Brewer game. And he said, no, I want to hear one call, that's all. So I rewound it because he wanted to hear Gruber say one call, that's all. And then I played it for him, and he said, again. I go, I got to cut you off, man. I'll do it one time, but this is not a – we're not – I'm not letting Gruber co-parent you, okay? But, I mean, it's one – If I have to choose between zero calls or two calls, I gotta be fair, man. I can't be giving everybody as many calls as they want. It's a one call show, and I give you multiple minutes. But it's gotta be. This is, you know, I hate to lay down the law a little bit, but it's what I gotta do, I think. Brick is in West Dallas. What's up, Brick?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guest hosting the Toby Show this morning.
Oh, hey now. Hey now.
Not there. I'm feeling squirrely. Got the day off. I'm going golfing in this terrible weather, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, this is what I would. This is what I like to golf in the most, because then there's nobody out there.
That is true. That is true. I want to say that Brick from West Dallas, that's me, is a terrible painter, and actually got fired from college pro painters when he was in college because I was so bad at painting.
Isn't that like impossible? An impossible job to lose.
Yeah, but I did it. I mean, the main reason I did it is because they wanted you to like go out and canvas and try to find them clients every day.
Oh, brutal.
After work, it's like, oh, you just painted for 10 hours today in 90-degree weather. Now go walk around the neighborhood and bother people.
Wow, they really exploit those kids, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So I didn't do that, and that's more or less why I got fired. But also, I'm not a good painter. I'm not artistic in that way at all. But that, and speaking of David Gruber, now I'm totally off topic about Packers anything, but David Gruber is the only rich guy courtside at Bucks games that actually wears Bucks gear.
Yeah, even if he doesn't put on the shirt, he was wearing the shirt. He was wearing a blue shirt the other day, game six. I saw him.
Yeah, he's wearing his own thing. Which, I mean, it's not the shirt, but I guess it's better than just a generic black bow like all the other. Whoops, trying to turn here and someone just cut me off.
Oh.
Generic black polo that these rich guys wear that taking their clients to, and they can't show favoritism for some stupid reason.
Yeah,
but
we're at a Bucks game, but I can't wear I can't have that deer logo on my shirt, otherwise I'll lose the business deal.
So you realize you took them to a Bucks game, right? And that's kind of why you're there.
Yes, we're here to I'm here to show you how much money I have, and I would like you to be a part of me, but don't cheer and don't you dare stand up for the T-shirt giveaway. That is for the poor.
And make sure you yell at the young children that happen to be in front of you for standing up when something exciting happens.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I was going to say something about Packers, but I kind of
No, forgot. Please do. We're talking Packers.
I think I mentioned to Toby, like, this defense on paper reminds me of those, the Ray Lewis kind of Ravens teams that, like, Joe Flacco can win a couple Super Bowls with. Imagine what a guy like Aaron Rodgers can do. Who do they have on that offense besides Flacco?
Was that the Jamal Lewis years?
Was it?
No, Jamal Lewis was before Flacco.
All right, did the Ravens win with Flacco? 2000?
No, well, they won with him. That was Kaepernick, so that would have been around 2013.
Oh, well, what are you talking about the Ravens 2000 defense? That was like the greatest
Trent
ever?
Trent Dilfer?
Oh, yeah. Are we talking Trent Dilfer or Flacco? Here.
You know, both. Why not? They're on that level. They're great defense, and they actually have a quarterback. They don't have some game manager that might get hot for a couple weeks.
Yeah, Dilfer won. He did have Jamal Lewis. He had Priest Holmes on that team. Remember Priest Holmes?
Oh, they had Ray Rice.
Oh, now are you talking the Flacco one?
Yeah, and yeah. Anquan Boldin.
Okay.
And that was their receiver.
The best receiver on Trent Dilfer's team was Shannon Sharp in year 15. Quadri Ismail, Jermaine Lewis, Brandon Stokely, Toby's boy.
Yeah, Stokely.
So that proves my point. If you got to look up who was on that offense outside of one guy, that kind of proves the point. You got a defense that usually, now last year didn't work, but you have a defense that's only going to give up, you know, a score or two, and you got Aaron Rodgers on the other side. You're going to win double-digit games every year. Even if there's only 10 games a year.
Yeah, I have no problem. Brick, thanks for the call, buddy.
Take it easy.
I have no problem talking in as big of superlatives as I can come up with for the Packers defense and what I expect from them. No problem. You want to call them the best defense in the league? We'll see. You know, there's some good defenses. I know the Chargers come to mind. But this Packers defense is very, very good. How are they not?
Well, you've seen a Rams team go to a Super Bowl with a good defense and a similar offense to what the Packers run with no quarterback, but they had weapons with Todd Gurley, and not talking about last year's Rams team, the one they went against the Patriots where they didn't really score. They had Todd Gurley, they had Robert Woods, They had some guys at tight end, and they had a really good defense, and then Jared Goff was the quarterback. The Niners, when they went to the Super Bowl, they had Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Raheem Mostert. They had weapons, but they didn't, and they had a defense, but they didn't have a quarterback. I think when you look at this Packers team, they have the quarterback, they have the defense, they're lacking the weapons a little bit. They do have two good running backs. I think your point about Aaron Jones and them having to use him more as in the passing game, I think that's what they're going to have to do with both him and Dylan. They need to get those guys more involved. I think they need to put those guys on the field together because those, no matter how good anyone really turns out to be this year, I don't know that at any point this season is there going to be someone that surpasses those guys as a top two weapon on this offense. The weapons are going to be Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon and then everyone else. And so I think you got to put them on the field together.
I'm so excited for Aaron Jones. I'm so excited. I'm just excited for this team, which it's a crazy spot to be in after they broke me last year. They broke me hard. I just want to have fun again. I think the defense is going to let me have fun again. Dustin's in Racine. What's up, Dustin?
I'm super fired up for this defense. It reminds me of like a Madden type defense. And I can't even think who the oldest player on the defense is right now, but it seems like all these guys are in their like early, mid, maybe late 20s. They're all in their prime.
I might not even watch the offense this year. I might watch a defensive series and then rewind it, and then in real time the offense will be on the field, but I'll be rewatching the defense and their great stop.
Well, then you could fast forward through some Gruber commercials. So that's actually a pretty good that's a good thing. But, you know, before the season, I think we were all concerned with the receiver room. That was the main concern going into the offseason. But now I think that's kind of dropped to third to me. The offensive line, I'm a little worried about Bakhtiari getting back with his knee getting drained, Elgton Jenkins coming back. And then special teams, you know, we got Bisaccia coming in, which is a great sign, I think. But Mason's got a year older. We signed, like, what, the worst punter in the league last year. So I've got some concerns, but I don't know. What do you think? What's your biggest concern?
My biggest concern on the Packers right now? Good question. Yeah. My biggest concern on the Packers right now.
You were crying about content yesterday, so I figured I'd call in and maybe try to spice it up a little bit. This is starting to sound more like the Jim Rome show, though, honestly, with all the drama. I'm loving it. It's hilarious.
Thanks, man.
And we got like big David Carr segments now. This is great. I love it.
Yep, David Carr and Painter Wars.
Wasn't he the first draft pick by the Texans, though? I think he got a bad rap. He played on some pretty bad teams and got sacked all the time.
Yeah, so. He did.
I got one more thought. Are we good?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're still on the air.
Oh, cool. All right. What do we think about Baker Mayfield being traded to the Detroit Lions for Jared Goff?
Would they do that?
Well, it wouldn't do anything for the Browns.
The Browns have a starting quarterback week one while Deshaun Watson goes through his problems. They'd have Goff at least. Baker's not going to get on the field for him, I don't think. And then,
yeah, what do they do? Like, do the Browns play Baker if Deshaun's not playing? What if Deshaun misses six games? Does Baker just start and pretend like nothing happened?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he would. So I think they get rid of their Baker problem. They bring in Goff, who's not going to compete with Deshaun Watson.
He's making so much money. I don't know how they swing that.
Oh, yeah, the money. That's a problem.
They could trade him for Tim Boyle.
Oh, Tim Boyle. Yeah, that's a famed Packer backup, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all my thoughts. I'm sure Toby will rip him all to shreds now because he's, you know, way smarter than everyone. And I mean that literally. He is actually smarter than everyone. So.
Can't tell if you like the show or don't like the show. I'm having a real hard time.
It's the best show. It's my favorite thing to do.
All right, Dustin, thanks.
See you guys.
Dustin, in Racine, fan of the show? ?
Well, since I am smart, and he did say that, so I appreciate that, Dustin. The big concern for me, depth at edge rusher and tight end. That's where I'd be worried about the Packers.
Tight end. My biggest concern, I think, is what it's been for the last 10 years.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, he's a loser. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a dork. I did this hit.
Shailene Woodley?
I did this hit in Baltimore last night. You know what they asked me about? I should just replay it.
Charles Lee?
No, not this one. They asked me about Giannis. They asked me if Giannis was leaving.
Again?
Yeah. Then they asked me about the Packers receivers. And then they go, boy, Mike McCarthy's coming back. That's going to be a big matchup week 10, right? Like, yeah, I mean, I'll break down a matchup 5 months from now with you if you'd like. McCarthy's very with the players. Back in 3 minutes. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. It is the Wendy's What's for Breakfast Hour, I'll tell you. Breakfast Baconator combo. You can get the hot honey chicken combo. Sweet with a kick of heat. And when I say combo, get them potato wedges. Oh, God, I need some potato wedges. You know, some people are like, I don't want to buy soda, so I'll get a soda machine in my house, or we have little coffee machines in our house, or whatever. I need a potato wedge machine in my house. Get a Frosty Chino this morning, grab those and more at Wendy's. Tons of locations all over Southeast Wisconsin. Brewers nursing a one-run lead in the eighth inning. Two outs. Marcell Ozuna.
Gotta be swinging. Payoff pitch. Swing and a drive. Hammered down the left field line. Did he keep it fair? He did! A mammoth home run for Marcell Ozuna.
Braves get the victory. That's from Bally Sports Southwest. And by that I mean Southeast. The Braves are in the eastern part of the country. You know, it's good to hear BA on the call again last night. B.A., I didn't think he's coming back till June, but he's been here on the series. There was one point where Brian Anderson was, like, yelling at Brousseau to run to third. And it was good. I mean, B.A. is a very good announcer. And when he calls big games, he's a neutral announcer. He gets excited for both teams. I shouldn't even call him neutral. He gets excited for both teams. It was just hard to hear him get excited when the Celtics were making the plays. I like him calling for my team. So it was good to hear BA on the call last night. Not good to hear the result. Brewers won game one of this series, as you know, 1-0. And then they lose 3-0 last night. They had their chances. Council sat down, talked to the media. They had their chances. What more could they have done?
Yeah, I mean, we had a chance. We had chances tonight. We didn't cash in on the chances.
Fair enough. That's basically
well said.
Well, yeah.
Well said, Craig.
These guys don't get paid to, you know, be orators to speak, but there's Craig Counsell. So Brewers lose last night. Lack of offense again. I don't know if this is going to be a storyline. They are without McCutchen still. He should be back in the lineup relatively soon. And then Willy Adames is still, you know, with this injury. I know you talked a little bit with Tim yesterday about, is this Brewers offense good enough to win a World Series? Let me guess. He said yes.
Yeah, of course. I think it is. I think it goes back and forth. You're going to have these ups and downs throughout the season, and hopefully you get hot at the right time. I think that's a lot of how baseball works going into the postseason with any team, but especially with the Brewers. When you look 1-9, you've got solid hitters pretty much in every single spot. It's just about them actually hitting the baseball. The problem is you're going to have some stretches where everybody hits the baseball at the same time, and that's when you have those explosions against teams like the Reds and the Cubs, and you just annihilate them in a series. And then you're going to have problems like this in a Braves series where you've only scored one run through two games. Luckily, with your pitching staff, you have a chance in both games, and you win one of them. But that's just going to happen. That's going to be the ebbs and flows of this offense, and I think when you combine that with the pitching staff, it's good enough. Is it good enough if you were to put it with an average pitching staff? No. But with the pitching staff that the Brewers have, where every game should be within a couple runs, and if the Brewers have a bloop and a blast, suddenly the game's tied or they take the lead, I think there's a chance for them to be good enough to win a World Series, even with the offense as currently constructed. You'd like to see them add something maybe at the deadline in center field or wherever the case may be. So, yeah, I'd like to see him add an impact bat, but even if they didn't do anything right now, I'd still feel pretty confident that they can get it done.
Brewers are 23 and 14. They're 2.5 up right now on the Cardinals. Again, 12-10 today. Corbin Burns and Max Fried for the Braves wrap up this series day off. And then Toby's Nationals come
to the keg. Three easy wins.
Yeah, you would think. It's not always the case.
I will say this.
Just lose a series to the Reds.
The Nationals never play close baseball games. So either it's going to be a Nationals blowout. Well, it is going to be a Nationals blowout. Either they're going to get blown out or they're going to blow out the Brewers. There's never a close game with the Nats.
One thing that BA did say on the broadcast last night was, you know, the offense might struggle at times, but the pitching staff is so good that you're probably not going to go on a terribly long losing streak. For the Brewers to lose like 6 or 7 in a row, you know, as most teams do once or twice in a season, it's going to be hard to do that with the way that, you know, the Brewers, okay, you're not hitting well. Well, now you have Corbin Burns on the mound to maybe get you a victory. Problem with Corbin Burns right now is that the team is not scoring runs for him. Just looking at his game log, here's the final scores of the games that Corbin Burns has pitched in. And he's pitched at least 5 innings in every game. He's pitched almost 7 innings pretty much in every game that he's been in. They lost 5-4. They won 4-2. They won 5-2. They lost 4-2. They lost 2-0. They lost 3-2. They won 2-1. So I'm going to this game today, and I want to see, you know, some good baseball. I want to see some runs. Probably not going to see too many runs. Corbin Burns on the hill, Max Fried for the Braves, and when Corbin Burns is pitching, the Brewers just do not feel or have the ability to score. So probably in for a – I could probably – when's the game start? 12-10? I could probably be in for a quick little 2.5-hour game, be home by 3, maybe take a nap, pick up the kid at 5. I think everything's going to go just fine for me today. So that's not good. One guy that I see a lot of people frustrated with right now, we're talking like DFA zone, is Lorenzo Cain.
No.
Lorenzo Cain. He had a bases loaded opportunity last night, grounded into a double play? It was an out at first. I know that. I think it was just an out at first to end the inning. He didn't look like he had that many wheels on him at that point. Yeah, you're not going to DFA Cain, but right now Cain is not giving you much. What is he batting?
This 182? Is his last year. We know that.
Yeah, this is his last year as a Brewer.
This is probably
his last year in baseball.
And so you're not going to DFA him for sure, but I think you need him for that veteran leadership in the clubhouse, and also he's still a really good defender. Like, he may not give you anything at the plate, which is very disappointing, but he does give you a lot as a defender still. And even if it's just he's your liability in the lineup every couple days when you throw him out there, he shouldn't get the better half of a platoon at this point. But if you do need a defensive replacement or whatever the case may be, Kane's still really good out there.
Just got this note from James as we're talking. He says, the problem with the theory that our pitching gives us a chance in the series is that the offense totally disappears against decent to good pitching. That's the definition of the playoffs, and it played out last year. It is kind of interesting that we're watching a series against the Braves here, and yesterday's pitcher, I mean, he was no good, but this guy's a world beater against us. Tucker Davidson, he had an ERA that was very high before he got into this game yesterday. Leaves with his ERA, knocks it down to 5.87, gets a win, allows just 3 hits, no earned. Bullpen takes care of the rest. But it's almost like, hey, remember what the playoffs were like? Remember facing the Braves? Remember getting good pitching performances? Remember not being able to score?
I mean, you can say the same thing about the Braves in the first game of the series too, though. 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. There's another concern. We're throwing out Brewer concerns. Are we overtaxing Josh Hader too early?
No, stop.
419-84888.
37 games, he's only had 14 appearances. He's fine.
4-1, and if you've called already today, remember, that's your call. Remember our slogan that we invented. One call, that's all.
Josh Hader could find himself in the Cy Young discussion this year.
Yeah, I mean, they don't give it to relievers, but it's May.
He's 14 for 14 on save opportunities.
It's May 18th, he isn't allowed to run.
If it's 2 more days, it's been a month since he's given up a hit.
Jeez.
Last hit was on April 20th.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, should the Brewers convert Josh Hader into a starter? 414. I know I just asked, are they overusing him? But it's a new hour coming up.
But let's use him more.
Yeah, so it's a new hour. So nothing we said this when we finish an hour, it's gone.
This is a typical Rami question. Are the Brewers overusing Josh Hader? No, they're not. We need to use him as a starter.
Here's a Pat McAfee type question. Are the Brewers using Josh Hader too much? Do you think that maybe they should use him a little more? Or are they not? I mean, he could be a starter, or he could be in the bullpen. Because the Brewers right now, they're really... What do you think about all that? McAfee burn. Interesting. Considering he's way more talented than me. Nick Costos next!
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.